Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The MBTA is one step closer to making significant cuts in service and possibly increasing fares on riders. That is directly from T-General Manager Dan Grabauskas. It follows a move yesterday by the MBTA Advisory Board to slash the T's 2010 budget by $160 million. Details from WBUR's Meghna Chakrabarty.
Members of the MBTA Advisory Board themselves call the cuts draconian, but state law requires the panel to authorize a balanced budget. So faced with the projected $160 million deficit, board members say they had to make cuts, mostly through massive reductions to MBTA wages and benefits. The T's general manager, Dan Grabauskas, says that means future service reductions are all but guaranteed.
If I'm really going to have to cut to balance the budget, I've got to cut people, which means cutting service. So it's service cuts or it's fare increases or it's some other source of revenue. So if the other source of revenue doesn't meet up with our deficit, I've only got those other two things to do.
Grabauskas is looking to the legislature for that other source of revenue. The House and Senate have both passed budgets that would boost the state sales tax to 6.25%. $275 million of new tax receipts would go to transportation, and $100 million of that to stave off a major toll increase scheduled to take effect on the Massachusetts Turnpike on July 1st. Legislative leaders have been less vocal about further funding for the MBTA. Transportation Committee co-chair Joseph Wagner said this week he believes the T might not get a bailout that's big enough to avoid a fare increase. That's a scenario that frustrates Green Line commuter Kareem Amenika.
That's not a good idea at all. They just raised it, a year ago? And it seems like service gotten worse since then.
Further down the platform at Kenmore Station, the possibility that service may be drastically diminished has rider Dick Sullivan throwing up his hands in resignation.
I mean, if it's going to happen, what can you do? You don't like it, but they talked about maybe no weekend and evening service on some lines. That's going to be a real bummer.
The T's new budget goes into effect on July 1st. In reality, it would take several months of public hearings before the authority finalizes what layoffs, fare hikes, and service cuts it would make to close its deficit. But that would only get the T through the next fiscal year. Payments on its $8 billion debt load are scheduled to increase by $30 million in fiscal year 2011. And the lack of legislative discussion around that ballooning debt is what most frustrates the very group forced to make this round of budget cuts, the MBTA Advisory Board. It represents cities and towns served by the T. Newton Mayor David Cohen chairs the board.
And those have been financial issues that the advisory board has been speaking out about for the last 5 years. So basically, we are in the position today that we have been talking about for the last 5 years.
Cohen says without a fundamental restructuring of the MBTA's long-term funding plan, they'll be talking about it for years to come. For WBUR, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.